FNC's Ingram, Resisting ISIS Like a Religion. By Jeff Poor on January 29, 2026. Wednesday on Fox News Channel's The Ingram Angle, host Laura Ingram questioned the wisdom behind Democrats' tack toward immigration enforcement. According to Ingram, Resisting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents was like a religion for those on the left. People don't know the law, but it's nonsense, she said. Honoring an ICE detainer simply means cooperating with ICE. Alerting the agency ahead of any release of a suspect in order to prevent that individual from fleeing the area. That also has the added benefit of keeping the community safe, so it all makes sense. But sanctuary cities don't care. Resisting ICE is like a religion to these people and it's worth to them risking American lives. And all these mild notes of cooperation notwithstanding, Democrats' default position is to side with illegals. That's why rapists and murderers were roaming free in Minnesota when I survived. Ingram continued, sanctuary city policies, plus open borders propaganda, plus activist boots on the ground equals lawlessness. Mark Zito, the special agent in charge for HSI in Minnesota, said it very well. Every time local jurisdictions refuse to cooperate with ICE and every time activists use their ridiculous whistles and bullhorns to alert criminal aliens, they're helping violent offenders, including convicted sex predators, escape justice. We're talking monsters such as Mohad Abdul Qadir Yusuf, a criminal illegal alien and convicted sex offender from Somalia, she added. When ICE first arrived at the building to arrest him in December, the building manager and other neighbors obstructed them. Undeterred though, ICE returned and carried out the arrest. And how do communists describe the act of taking criminals off the streets? Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.